We have the law, or we will have kings. Post 534. I know of the horror of what Hoover and the FBI did to Dr. King, and how too many police departments abuse their power through fines and tickets. Too many use poor communities to fund their city or town. Too many turn a blind eye to corruption, brutality, unlawful practices. Poor people too often suffer under the hands of too many officers. I know all this. I am not blind. But I am the son of a state police officer who served for 35 years. I do volunteer work with the state police. I hear stories few have heard. I know something about the men and women who enter law enforcement as a career. Thus, in spite of its failures, I believe in the law as an instrument of justice and as a check on its misuse by those in power. As I watch Trump and his bootlickers lie and lie in their attacks on the FBI and the Justice Department, and indirectly Robert Mueller, as honorable a man in public service as this country has produced, I see the rule of law at risk. That thin line, imperfectly used, often bent out of shape by money, still works well enough to separate us from the tyranny of awful men who strive to use their power to anoint themselves our overlords and to make us mere peasants awaiting their next decree. Representative Nunes and Trump and all the other disciples of unhindered power want us to believe that the FBI is filled by supporters of Hillary Clinton. They want us to believe that the investigation into Russia's ties to the Trump campaign is a witch hunt, that Trump is a victim, this man who lies about everything, who has no honor, who paid off a porn star to keep silent about an affair while his wife was pregnant with his son, who has, in plain sight, done everything he can to obstruct the investigation and therefore obstruct justice. We have entered a cloud cuckoo land where up is down, where propaganda has become the all-healing drug for supporters of Trump and his cabal. In the real world, what we are seeing is a coordinated attack by two branches of our government on the independence of the FBI. We have never seen this before, said CNN presidential historian Timothy Nifalti. This should be a matter of grave concern for every American. This is a test whether in this country we can have an independent investigation of the powerful when the powerful are not happy about it.